The first reading today is St. Peter, and quoting the Old Testament, reminds us that it tells us that if we want to see good days, that we have to guard our tongues, to refrain from speaking evil. We live in a society where there are all kinds of horrible things that people are saying these days. It's hard even to be able to get the truth. Now, it's become a real problem in the United States, but this has been a problem throughout the world for years. I remember Father Zulsdorf telling me years ago that in Italy, if anybody says anything, everybody automatically believes it's a lie, unless they put it in writing. If it's in writing, then it's the truth. But if it's not in writing, everybody just simply assumes that it's a lie. What a horrible way to live your life. Living a lie and assuming that everybody's lying to you. But when we listen even a little bit further, and our Lord says, if you even say to somebody, you fool, that you're going to be held accountable for that. It's like, I think a lot of us have probably said a lot worse than that. You fool sounds pretty tame compared to what a lot of us might say. But remember that our Lord told us that we are going to be responsible for every single word that comes out of our mouths. So we need to really think about this. St. James goes on even to say that if someone thinks that they are holy, but they don't guard their tongue, he said their worship is pointless. Like, really? So again, it's putting it into very, very clear perspective for us. St. James would even go so far as to remind us that on a ship, a huge ship, the rudder is pretty tiny. And yet, that little tiny rudder on the back of the ship controls the entire boat. And he says, this one little tiny thing right there in our mouths, our tongue, controls everything. He said, it's like a wheel of fire. In other words, it's throwing flames in every direction. And therefore, again, how careful we have to be. Remember when St. John Vianney was hearing confessions and somebody had come in and spoke about and confessed gossiping or calumny or detraction or whatever it was that they spoke. Anyway, it was something that they had said. And it was a windy day, and he told them to whatever it takes, some feathers or cotton or dandelion or whatever it was, and go over to this one particular fence and throw everything over the fence and then go and pick it all back up. The person thought that's a little weird for a penance, but he did. And then he went around the fence to pick it all up, and of course the wind had blown it all over the place and he couldn't pick any of it up. And then he understood, once this came out of my mouth, I can't put it back in. It's out, it's gone, it's going to go wherever it's going to go, and I don't have control over it anymore. So again, we listen to these kinds of things and we recognize how careful we must be with our speech. St. Paul says to say only the good things people need to hear, things that will edify them. Ask yourself, does that sound like me? Am I only speaking edifying things to people, things that are going to build people up? Or am I ripping people down? Am I tearing at them? Am I gossiping about them? Am I detracting? Am I calumniating? Just whatever, you know, it's so easy. You know, the Lord said, where two or three are gathered in my name, I'm there among them. Well, where two or three are gathered, there's going to be yapping going on. And you get caught right into that so easily because everybody else is talking and they're gossiping about whomever, and you just get sucked right in without thinking about it. It's not that you wanted to do it, but all of a sudden it's just there. It drops in your lap. And of course, we have all these wonderful ways now. We can talk on the phone, we can be on that blasted computer, we can be doing all kinds of things, you know, that we have more ways of being able to tear people down. And we think about even the young people, and there are so many that are committing suicide because of all the horrible things people are saying to them on this social media nonsense. And so again, even though that didn't come out of their mouths, it was typed out. It's the words that they're using. So we need to be so, so careful. So St. Peter said, if you want to see good days, well, this is what you need to do. Well, we're not seeing good days. Maybe part of the reason is because of what's coming out of our mouths. There's a lot of lies. There's a lot of filth. There's a lot of bad language. There's a lot of detraction. There's a lot of uncharitable speech. You can just go on and on and on with what it is. So for us, in a society like this, how difficult this is to be able to control our tongues, but how critically important it is to control our tongues, because we can cause a lot of damage with just a little bit of effort. But if we can use that effort to shut our mouths, to control the tongue, not only would that damage be averted, but we ourselves can grow in virtue. That's, again, what it is that all of us need. So, something to think about, something to pray about, even something just to kind of keep your own ears open, to be able to notice what you yourself are doing and saying, because the sins of the tongue come very, very easily, and a lot of us aren't even aware, because it just pops out so easily without thinking about it. So we need to be more aware of it, and really pray for that grace to guard the tongue so that we say truly only the good things people need to hear, things that will edify them.